Hello, is that James?
Hi, who's that?
Hi, Mr. McLean, how are you? My name's also James. I'm called James Thompson. I'm from MMA Legal Solicitors. You've requested a callback from ourselves.
No,
it's in relation to the it's in relation to the concerns about the care that you received when you was younger to make a claim.
Oh, hi.
How are you? Okay.
I'm fine.
Brilliant. Are you free to talk at the moment? I just need to have a chat with you.
How long is it going to take?
I probably need you for around about 10 minutes or so, Mr. McLean.
Aye.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to let you know, first of all, my name is James Thompson. I am from MMA Legal Solicitors, okay? Just want to let you know the call is confidential. If you do need to take a break at any time, just let me know. I understand the conversation may be uncomfortable or distressing, okay? Now, due to any case where you have a valid claim, I do believe you've seen the advertisement online, is that correct?
Yep.
For the solicitors, that's fine, no problem. I'll make you aware, the claim at the moment, an average claim is around about £45,000.
Right.
But as I mentioned beforehand, it can be anything up to £100,000, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, the claim will be processed via the Scottish Government, okay?
Uh-huh.
In regards to any care mistreat you've received in your younger days, what we need to do, we just need to get a CFA email out to you just to confirm that you're happy with the solicitors to contact you. And then also we make a statement, and then we get some ID from you, and then that's everything completed.
Okay.
The solicitors will go about getting their payments, obviously, for yourself. Like I said, the average at the moment, at this moment in time, is around about £45,000, but
okay,
it can be upwards from that. Okay. Now, James, first of all, in regards to your care when you were younger, what were the main issues for yourself?
What do you mean? What was the main issue? Is that abuse-wise?
Yeah. It mainly was just within your younger days.
Getting hit with belts, getting smacked about the head, then.
Okay.
Just literally, it was not sexual abuse, man. Both physical abuse.
Okay. Was that within a care home, or was that within foster parents, or?
No, it wasn't my parents. It was in a home in Edinburgh.
Right. Okay. In Edinburgh, was that in a school, or was that in
a religious? No, it was a boys' home. It was a home for all boys. It was called Waverley House.
Right. Okay. That's fine. Right. Brilliant. So what I'll do, we'll get a statement prepped while we're on the phone now.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll get that transferred through to the solicitors. They'll contact you and obviously let you know in regards to your case how much obviously you will be due back in compensation, James. Okay. Now, I've got your email address as johnmack62.
No, it's Johan Mack.
Johan Mack. I do apologise. It's johnmack62@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Brilliant. So just while you're on the phone, I'm just going to get a CFA email out. That's basically an authorisation email. Just to confirm that you're happy to make a claim. Okay.
Yep.
Give me just one moment. Thank you. On the register here, James, I've got a James McKean McLean. Is that correct?
That's my full name, yep.
That's your full name. That's fine. No problem. Do you have access to your emails, James?
Yes, I do.
You do. Brilliant. Okay. If you just go into your inbox for me now, please, you should see an email from MMA Legal Solicitors.
Right, okay.
It'll be a client pack.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Email was one of my emails. I just cut this guy off.
Need any help, just let me know.
Don't worry about it. They approve it. What's that? It was one of the boys that I was running home with. I can't get out of my emails in a minute.
And you're not, James? No.
Nah.
Okay.
I'll get it done.
Sorry, say that again.
I'll get it done. I'll do it right after this call.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. What I'll do, so that has been sent. I can see from the administration team. Okay. So what I'll do now as well, I'll just go through a quick statement with yourself. It'll literally take 5 to 10 minutes maximum, and we can get that forwarded through to the solicitors. As I've mentioned to you, any successful claim can be upwards £45,000.
See the guy that ran the place that I was in and
go on.
Ran the physical, yes. He's probably dead, isn't it? You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. There will be records which the solicitors will be able to locate from services, also government services as well.
Yep.
There will be records attached to, obviously, place of where you was at in regards to your care home, so don't worry about that, okay? Like I said, we're going to get the statement sorted for you now, and then everything will be liaised with you, with the solicitors, okay?
Yep.
Give me just one moment, James. I'll just bring your statement up, okay? Right, so Mr. It's James McKean McLean.
McLean, yeah.
Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, James?
8th of November 1962.
Thank you very much. And your home postcode there, please, James.
Golf 81.
Yes.
3 Delta Alpha.
Yep, no problem at all. And we've got Lucid View, which number?
1C for Charlie.
It's fine. It's 1C, yes?
Yeah.
Yep, got you. Bear with me just one moment. Contact telephone number, the best one we have is the one that I'm contacting you on now, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, email address, we've got your email address down there, which is the one we've just sent through to there. Now, was there any other names that you went by? Have you ever had any other names within the past?
No, no, it's always been my own name.
It's always been your own name, as it names, that's fine, no problem. Okay. GP, in regards to your GP, you have got a doctor's surgery, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Just confirm your age for me as well, please, James.
I am 63.
That's fine.
So it was a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, it's fine. I mean, we are obviously speaking to a hell of a lot of people at this moment that are successful with the claim due to the records that are still attached to, obviously, we've had people in the past at skills and obviously care homes and... Obviously, they have suffered some sort of mental, physical sort of...
I guess it did when I was younger. It doesn't bother me anymore, but when I used to drink back in it, I used to go. But now I'm fine with it.
Of course. Okay, I understand that. No problem at all. So we need to put there on the report as well. So I'm just going for a statement now. Have you had any serious convictions within over 5 years? Have you ever been to jail at all for over 5 years?
No.
That's fine. Okay. You've never made a claim for this before, James?
No.
That's fine, no problem. As I did mention to you, the average payment at this moment in time is around about
£45,000.
Uh-huh. When the solicitors do contact you, the legal team will give you a bit more in-depth information regarding that.
Yep.
My job as your case handler is just to make the statements, get the paperwork out, and then they'll contact you, okay? On the statement there, James, it does state parents' names. Now, parents' names can be if you do know of them or if they are still with us, or unfortunately, if they are...
My mum and dad are both deceased.
Okay, that's fine. Can I take your parents' names, please?
My dad's name is Robert McLean.
Robert McLean?
Yep.
Okay.
My dad died in 1993.
Okay, that's fine.
Right. And, mom,
and then it's just your mum as well, please.
My mum's name was Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-T-E, McLean, obviously. And my mum died in 1968 when I was only a kid.
All right. Okay, I'll place that onto your report there, James. Okay. So was there any childhood, so in regards to you being younger, did you say it was a care home, is that correct?
What it was I stayed with my gran and granddad for a while.
Go on.
And then my gran was getting old and ended up getting put in a children's home in Claybank, but it was only a short term.
Short term.
And then I get moved to a boys' home in Edinburgh. called Waverley House.
I'll take that information from you, Sean. Do you remember any childhood addresses prior to care? So do you remember any addresses?
I remember all my addresses. You're talking about the address I stayed on before I get put into care, is that what you mean?
Yeah, just need one address prior to... 84
Salisbury Place, Salisbury Place. Mount Blow, Clydebank.
Salisbury Place, did you say?
Yes, Salisbury.
Place.
That was my grandparents' address.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Don't worry about the postcode. We can get that from records. That's fine. So
there's no longer any of that. Has.
Oh, is it not?
No, right. It's been demolished.
Has it been demolished, has it? So I'm going to repeat that back to you. So it's F for Foxtrot, A for Alpha, I for India, L for Lima.
No, S for Sugar.
S for Sugar.
Yeah, Salisbury.
Right, okay. Oh, is that in Aberdeen?
No, it's in Claybank. Salisbury, please.
It's in Claybank.
Yeah.
Salisbury's in Claybank. You don't remember the postcode, do you?
Postcode, I think it's Golf 81.
Okay.
4 November, Quebec. I think that's what it is, if I can remember correctly.
Don't worry about that. So, Golf 81, 4 November, Quebec, okay.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Okay. Do you have any siblings at all, James? So
I have an older brother. Like an older brother.
You have an older brother. Okay. So, what was his name?
Duncan.
Duncan?
You want the full name, middle names or not?
If you can, if you know it, yeah. Duncan's full name, date of birth,
Duncan,
just for the record.
Duncan Cameron Edward McLean.
Okay.
His date of birth is the 30th of June, 1958. But he wasn't in care.
Okay, and you said he wasn't in any
sort of care? No, he wasn't.
Okay, so it's Duncan Cannon Edward McLean, yeah?
Yep.
Got you, no problem at all.
But Duncan was in care. Duncan was 16 when I went into care. Duncan was
No problem, James. No problem. So, local authority that you was cared under, do you remember that at all?
Oh.
So, what was the authority?
That's
you. Do you remember that?
Claybank District Council. It was
okay. Claybank City Council.
Claybank District Council. Claybank's a town.
Okay. That's fine. So, do you remember roughly the age you was placed into care there? James.
I was about 11.
Around about 11 years
old. I wasn't the one in Claybank. I was 12 when I went to Edinburgh. I was just coming up for 12.
Okay, no problem at all. So the establishments you were placed in, did you say you went to 2 or 3? Is that right?
I've done 3. But it was only one where I got physical abuse.
Right, that's fine. So just need to, first of all, just the establishments that you were placed in. I'm just going to take them down for this one, okay? I'll do the first one. I can go online and check these up for you. So what's the name of the first one? I can get the address.
The first one was Craigellachie. Don't ask me how to spell it.
Oh, wow.
Craigellachie House. That was in Cockenhall Street and Claybank, which was good. I never had any problems there at all.
Okay, so did you say it was Craigellachie House, yes?
Craigellachie.
Right, how would you reckon you would spell that? Would you have a guess at it at all? Right. Or your guess might be a bit better than mine.
Charlie Romeo.
Yep.
Alpha.
Yep.
India.
Yep.
Golf.
Yep.
Lima.
Yep.
Echo.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel, hold on a minute. Hotel India.
Yep.
Charlie Echo. That's the closest I can get to it, mate. It's not a bad guess.
I'll have a quick look online now. Give me just
it's
one.
It's still there, it's still a children's home.
It is correct.
Yep.
I can see this now, yeah, made in Scotland, located within the grounds of Craigellachie House. There we go. Give me just
Craigellachie House. It's in Cockenhall Street, Claybank.
Yep.
That was the first one.
And it was a children's home, correct?
Yes, that was a children's home, short term.
There we go. Bear me just one moment, James, okay? I'm getting the information of that address. Give me one second.
I can't mind the number of Colton Street, but I can remember
that. Honestly, don't worry about it. We can access this. It's fine. It's not a problem.
Yeah. I never had any problems there whatsoever.
Okay.
I think I was only there about 4 to 6 months.
It wasn't a lot, but there we go. I've got the address. There we go. It was in Clydebank. Yeah, G811QX16, yep. Concho Street. There we go. I've got you.
Cocking away.
Yeah. Got you. Just one moment, but I'm going to just pop that onto your statement. Give me just one moment. Okay, so that's now on your statement. So the next place, please.
Waverley House.
Sorry, say that again, James. You broke up then. Apologies.
Waverley House.
Waverley House.
Yep.
What area was that?
That's Edinburgh. That's 82 Cockenau Road. 82 Collington Road, Edinburgh. It's no longer there. It's been pulled down because I went through one day to see if it was still there, but it's not there. The building's still there, but it's been converted into flat.
Has it? Right, okay. Let me just make sure I can find the information regarding that. It won't be a second. It's Waverley House, yeah? Must spell Waverley, W-A-V-E-L-I-G-H. Is that correct?
No, Waverley House. It's Whiskey Alpha.
Yep.
Victor.
Yep. Echo Romeo.
Echo Romeo.
Yep.
Lima Echo Yankee.
Yep. There we go. I've got you. No problem. And do you remember you said you used the postcode of that or the street?
Oh, E8, because all I can't remember. I've got a wee boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. But it was in Edinburgh, yes?
Yeah, Edinburgh. Collington Road. 82 Collington Road.
82 Collington Road. Yeah. Let me just pop that onto your statement. Collington Road. Yo. And last but not least was the one more, yes?
That Hardgate.
Hardgate. Yep.
Family.
Yep.
Group home.
Sorry, Hardgate family.
Family group.
Group home. Yep. Group home.
I have no problems there either.
You have no problems there. We'll go into the statement in a second in regards to issues, okay?
Yeah.
I won't be a moment. Hardgate family group home. Was that in Edinburgh?
No, that's in Clydebank again. It was back.
Clydebank.
Mm-hmm. It was Stuart Dries. I can't remember the number.
Don't worry about it. There we go. 62 Stuart Drive in Hardgate.
Yeah.
I've got you. There we go. Final.
You might get a few claims for this Waverley House because it was claimed.
I'm going to let you know, obviously, in regards to Waverley House, you're not the first person to mention Waverley House, so, yeah. Right, there you go. So establishments have all now been updated. Okay. So now we will go down to just the last two or three questions now, and then we're going to place your statement, and then that's everything completed. Okay. We'll get administrations to get your WhatsApp message over, because we'll need a form of ID as well to place to the solicitors to confirm that you are who you are. Okay.
My passport.
So why am sorry, anything like that? Yeah, passport, driving license, and a letter from your current address within the last 3 months. You'll receive a message via WhatsApp from the administrations team regarding that.
Okay.
All our contact information will be on there as well, so you'll have full access to in regards to the website, also information for myself, because I'm your case handler, and then the solicitors will contact you, and you'll have their full contact information as well. Okay. Now, next question there, James, is beneficiary details. Now, if for any reason you was to be awarded payment on a claim, and unfortunately something was to happen to you, We need to put a beneficiary down, because obviously with it being a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you, do you have any beneficiaries at all that you'd like the payment to go to?
My wife. My wife.
Yeah, okay. And what's your wife's name?
Eunice. E-U-N-I-C-E.
Yep.
McLean.
McLean, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm just going to repeat that back to you. So Echo Uniform November. India Delta Echo, is that right?
No. India Charlie Echo.
I do apologise. There you go. Do you have a contact number there for Eunice?
I'll get them. I don't know why you're being. No problem.
Literally, be only another 5-10 minutes now, James.
Right. Just your number. Your number, because that happened to me, you're my beneficiary. 07494, isn't it?
204-408.
07494.
Yep.
204.
Yep.
Is it 208, Eunice? Sorry. 208 or 204? Aye. I was right. It's 204-408.
Yep. Yeah, I've got you. No problem at all. So I'll place it onto the report now for you there, James. Ah. Okay. Won't be a moment. Okay, so just last two questions now. Okay, so was there a reason you was placed into Waverley House or any children's home or care home?
Because my brother was sort of a bad influence on me, because he was getting into trouble and things like that, and he wanted to separate us. And also my grandma's getting old, and she was getting too old to look after us because my mum had died.
Okay.
They thought I'd benefit from being in care.
Okay. Place that onto your report there for you, James. Was there any police involved with you? Did you receive any police back in the day, or was there any?
No, not at all. No police.
Okay. Right, so James, last but not least now, literally on the last part of your questionnaire statement. Okay, so if for any reason you do feel uncomfortable, anything, you do need a break, you do need to make me aware, okay? I just need to get a quick statement from yourself in regards to situations that occurred within there to help you claim for the solicitor, okay?
Yeah.
So you mentioned Craig Alley Children's Home. There wasn't any issues there,
No
issues there. The only issue, was it Waverley House, is that correct?
Waverley House is the only place that does right,
okay, let me just have a look. Let me place that into there. Give me a second. I was placed in there. Waverley House, Edinburgh, was only the care establishment I had trouble with.
Yep.
What would your average day be like within there? I know it's a long while ago. Do you have any recollection of what an average day would look like within Waverley House?
Average day would be like a normal, typical day. But the thing being, because I came from a different area, there was a lot of Edinburgh boys there, and I'm obviously quite hard to go by. So
you was around about 11 at this, 11, 12 at this time. Yeah.
I was there, I was 14, and I ran away and I never went back because of it.
Okay. Everything you're telling me now, I'm just typing into your statement, okay? If I do go quiet, James, I'm not ignoring you, I'm still listening,
that's fine,
okay?
That's fine. Right.
Yep.
So we used to get, boys being boys, we would do things, boys' behaviour, but they used to take you into the office and make you bend over the desk and hit you with a belt on the backside.
Okay.
Sometimes with your trousers up, sometimes with your trousers down, they just whack you with a belt. And obviously, I get the blame at a lot of things that I've never done, but I used to get it 3, 4, maybe 5 times a week. Know what I mean?
Okay. So the staff would actually do that, is that correct? Yep. So the staff would it be yourself, or would it be other children as well?
No, it'd take you in yourself. You'd get shouted into the office. That was the dread. If you heard your name, well, James come into the office, you would get the butterflies or heart would sink, you knew it was coming, you know what I mean? And you didn't get a chance to explain, listen, this wasn't me, blah, blah, blah. He just didn't get the chance to explain, and they just whacked you with a belt a lot of times, you know what I mean?
Okay, with a belt. Okay. Yeah. Place that on there. Do you recall any of the staff names at the time we've been Waverley House? You do? Okay. I'd need to take some names of staff. Give me a moment. Names of staff. Right. Okay, bear me a second, James.
Okay.
Yep, fire away. Fire away.
The main culprit was the house.
The main culprit?
Was at the house. The guy that ran it was a guy called Alan Mullen. No doubt it'll be dead now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't, like I said, there will be records of him attached to Waverley House, so don't worry about that. We do need to get significant information from you to make sure it matches up okay.
Yep.
Was there anybody else?
Bob McCready.
You'll probably get
it.
M-C-R-E-D.
M-C, capital C,
R-E-D-I-E. Yep, that's the one.
But he wasn't as bad, but it was mainly Alan Mullen and his wife, Betty.
Okay, that's fine.
He used to get it a lot.
Okay. Anybody else in regards to staff being there that you do remember?
That's the one.
Okay, so they were the two main culprits, obviously. Alan being the main culprit, and then you obviously have Bob as well. Okay. Was there any other things you can recall in regards to a day-to-day basis? Did you witness anything with any other children, or was there anything else?
Well, I've seen them. I've seen them scalp a few people, run the back of the legs, give people a slap in the back of the head, and you know what I mean. Various boys. I can't remember all their names, but myself.
No, don't worry. Okay.
Boy called Donald Mackay. He ended up going to the army. I've seen Donnie getting that a couple of times. But we were like Glasgow boys, so we get to blame everything because we didn't come to Edinburgh, you know what I mean?
Of course. In regards to them, would they hit them with any sort of items, or would it be...
Used to hit us with belts and everything.
Okay.
But I never witnessed that. I seen them hit Donnie with a belt once as I walked into the office, but that was the only time. But we used to get it all the time, you know what I mean? And I feel, I'm not being self-righteous or anything, but I feel that we get victimised, you know what I mean?
I understand.
But they had a son, they had a flat in Waverley House, they had their own flat up the top, with their own private residence, and they had a son the same age as us, and he used to tell lies about us, and then we'd get hit for it without any proof. Know what I mean?
So did you say Alan had a son, is that correct?
A son and a daughter. The daughter was alright, but the son would try and get us into trouble or not, because he felt he could do whatever he likes, if you know what I mean, and get away with it. His name was Ewan Millen.
His name was Ewan Millen.
Yep. To my memory.
Yeah, we have to place this onto the report, because like I said, there are going to be reports and sort of files that will match up with this, so you know where they correspond. Any information you can provide, obviously, which will match up with the actual current reports of Waverley House, will obviously confirm that you are, obviously, you have been affected by this. It's just you. It's not just you. There's other people that have been...
Probably people other ones who really have the problem. A problem ain't me, you know what I mean? Because I used to get it a lot.
Yeah. James, honestly, the amount of successful claims at this moment in time for this situation, it is a good thing that you have reached out to us, because the amount of successful claims at this moment are very, very, very high. Okay.
Right.
So it is good. And Waverley House is one of them that the government... are looking to cover any cost of compensation for anybody that went there and felt any trauma throughout the period as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me just one moment, just finishing the rest of your statement.
Well, I used to come home at weekends as well, you know what I mean? I used to cry.
Yep.
I'm looking back. I used to tell my grandma, I used to break my heart, I'm looking back here, but you have to go back, you have to go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the trauma bit of it, because when I come home, I didn't want to go back, because I knew that I was
getting back. Of course, definitely. I mean, as a child, I can imagine it shouldn't have been something that you should have gone through, but I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I understand that people say, oh, things were different back in the day and stuff like that, but it should never have been the
still
case for that reason. It's still abuse, of course it is, and I totally understand that a lot of people go through difference. There is no level of abuse where some's worse than the other. Abuse is abuse, and that's all the solicitors see it as, and that's all the legal team see it as, and they'll get everything put into proportion for yourself. Okay.
Can I also add on another wee bit to this?
Bear with me just one moment there, James. Yep, I'm finished the rest of that off. So I just need to take the name of his son, Alan's son again. Was it Ewan?
Ewan, E-U-A-N.
And what was his name? Was it Millen?
Millen as well, yeah.
Son's name. Yeah, add a bit on if you like there, James. Go
well,
fire away.
My older brother was going to the army. He was meant to go to the army, right? And my brother was on the train. And my brother, I'd always told my big brother what was happening. And my brother actually got off the train in Edinburgh, come up and got me and said to me, you're not staying here, you're getting him. Obviously, I couldn't get him and my brother didn't go to the army because of what was happening to me. He felt, I can't let this happen any longer. So my brother lost his place in the army and had to come back in again. You know what I mean? Just because of it, I'd been told him. Which was sort of ruined my brother's life a wee bit as well. You know what I mean?
Of course, because obviously it's affected you in regards to him obviously not reaching his full potential and what he wanted to do within his life due to abuse obviously you were receiving. So I totally understand that.
It's going to get me.
I'm placing that on the report for you.
And at the end, one day I just had enough and I ran away. I just ran away. I've used to call it absconded. And I managed to get to Edinburgh, and I managed to... had no money, but I sneaked on the train all the way back to Glasgow, and I refused to go back. And that's why I ended up in Harrogate Family Group Home.
Okay. No, I do appreciate your time and your statement there, James. Okay, so I have now placed that onto your report for you. I appreciate you've been on the phone a little bit with myself, but it's vitally important we do get information so the records do marry up okay in regards to Waverley House. Well, you're 100% certain there was nothing at Colin Jane Children's Home, and there was
nothing
at the Hard Gate.
They were great. They were brilliant. I didn't want to leave. I was greeting when I left them. I'm going to Edinburgh.
Yeah. Okay. So you never had any other names? No, your full name was just James McKean McLean, yeah?
James McKean McLean, that's it.
Yep, no problem at all.
The name will inform you, the name will die with.
Give me just one moment, buddy. Okay, James, literally come on the phone now. 2 more minutes. I'm just going to get our administration's team to get you a message sent over for your ID.
Okay.
And that said, that's everything completed then now. Okay. My name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. You can contact me back at any time on this number. Okay. Once again, everything's all confidential. You receive that within the email. Nothing can be disclosed. Whatever is disclosed is between myself, you, and the solicitor on the report. That is all it is, okay?
Uh-huh.
Give me just one moment there, James. Do you use on your mobile, you use WhatsApp, is that correct?
Yep, I've got WhatsApp, aye.
I can see that. That's fine. No problem at all. I'm just going to pop a notification over to administrations to get you a WhatsApp message sent over. Bear with me just one moment. Okay. Okay, Mr. McLean, so administrations have sent that through. You should receive... I do apologise, James. So administrations have sent that, so you should receive that. You should receive that. Administrations have just given me notification that's been sent.
Yep.
So my job's now pretty much completed. All you need to do is just reply back to that WhatsApp message and sign your email to confirm that you're happy to make a claim. And then the solicitors will be in contact with you. As I mentioned to you, James, the average payment at this moment is around about £45,000. It can go up from that depending on the severity of, obviously, abuse. And the legal team will explain that to yourself. Okay. can I ask, do you have any questions for me at all, James?
No, no, I'm just glad to know that I'm not the only one from Waverley House.
You definitely, no, I can confirm. I can't confirm, obviously, for data protection purposes, any names or anything like that.
No, I understand that.
I can make you aware that, you're definitely not the only one from Waverley House, okay?
Right, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem, James. Any questions, do not hesitate to give me a call. Once again, my name's James Thompson. I am your case handler. All our information, website and everything, stuff like that, will be on that administration's message that you've received via WhatsApp. And all our contact information will also be on your email, all right?
That's fine. Thanks so much. You have a nice
James,
day,
James, you get that sorted. Yep, you have a nice day. You get that sorted as soon as possible, then the solicitors can get cracking on with your case, okay?
Right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, James. Take care. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That what? Dog food? Nah, not about that. Hey, Billy, do you know, old Steph deals with, like, kids in, like, what you call it, do you know, she works for, what's it called, Remedy. It's like, do you know, bad children where they've been criminals and stuff like that growing up, and she's got a child that she's meeting, he's 17 now, and when he was 8, he was taken away from his mum, because his mum forced him to rape his sister, his own mum, so now he wants punishment. He's looking for a paedophile to rape him as punishment for what he done. But it was his mum that forced him to do it. He said, pickles, game over. That is so bad. That is ridiculously bad. But it's not his fault. It's disgusting. Imagine, like, doing that to your own kid. Yeah, exactly. Strange behaviour. I need help. You don't need help, you just need a bullet. Game over. Yeah.
That's the next question.
Yeah.
You can get ready. Don't get me wrong, but don't tell me what you're doing. Cool. So it's not that one, we've got the experience. How much of a trick we can master this, but if you know this song is me, we want to get rid of that. It's really just me.
Where I experienced abuse, It was around 11, 12 years of age when I was placed into it over there. I was stuck sitting there.
It is, but I've gone over to the MMA office as well.
Yeah.
Do you think we should... Maybe you can check it out on that.
Well, okay. What I could do is, for the first time, get the
ones that are coming out of that.
I'll just do the pipe drive. I'll find the views that I've set up and printed it, and I'll find it on my next page. It's better than better than 5 people in Robbie and ID.
Leave it in.